From this, much follows. One consequence is a widespread belief that no one should have to pay for water. The Byzantine emperor, Justinian, declared in the 6th century that by natural law, air, running water, the sea, and seashore were common to all. Many Indians agree, seeing groundwater in particular as a democratic resource. In Africa, it is said that even the jackal deserves to drink. A second consequence is that water often has a sacred or mystical quality that is invested in deities like Gongong and Osiris and rivers like the Jordan and the Ganges. Throughout history, man's dependence on water has made him live near it or organize access to it. Water is in his body and in his soul. It has provided not just life and food, but a means of transport, a way of keeping clean, a mechanism for removing sewage, a home for fish and other animals, a medium with which to skate and sail, a thing of beauty to provide inspiration, to gaze upon and to enjoy. No wonder a commodity with so many qualities, uses, and associations has proved so difficult to organize.